Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Friday at 5. Don't answer this. What better way to start the weekend than with reverse AFC power rankings, right? Right. We all agree.
You gave instructions.
I do like it on a Friday. In the summer, I like it on a Friday. Tuesday, Monday Night Football is over. Dust has settled.
Mm-hmm.
Fridays during the season are about the week ahead. This is more of a look back. There have been, you know, minor adjustments, perhaps, to make in the rankings based on news. We really haven't had injuries.
No, nothing meter moving. We've had holdouts.
Yep.
From mandatory mini camps, right? TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson. Those are the two big ones. I think there's another one that's slipping my mind.
McLaurin's big.
Yeah, McLaurin, thank you. That was the one I was thinking of. I knew there was another one that was sort of in the group with Cook, and then Cook showed up, and that was the end of that for the Bills.
Right, there was no holdout. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We're going to leave Sneaky Joe's continued efforts to look up Cy Young Award winners that have pitched for Buffalo to the side for now. We're still at 5. I thought, by the way, I texted him, maybe Rochester has more, because I know from living there and like the lore of the Red Wings franchise, mm-hmm. or Cardinals for many years, then Orioles for many years, Bob Gibson, Jim Palmer, and then I'm looking through Cy Young Award, I can't find anybody else. There's probably, maybe even Scherzer, I don't know, there's probably a couple guys
wow.
in recent years on rehab or something, but like, maybe it's not more than 5. Jenkins was, when he was 19, 2 games. I said I was going to leave it to the side. I love it, though. All right.
Who's the Oriole pitcher that was really good for them and then went to the Yankees?
Messina?
Yeah. Did he win it when he was in Baltimore? Would he have been with Rochester and maybe on the way up in Rochester and then won the Cy Young? Did he ever win the Cy Young?
I don't think so.
Okay. Who else am I thinking of?
Also Curt Schilling, but
right.
I don't know that he won either.
Mike Boddicker?
Boddicker.
Just thinking of Orioles. That could have come through
win.
Rochester.
Yeah, I bet they all, I would guess they all did.
Yeah.
Those 3 guys.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of them ever won a Cy Young Award. Messina's problem was Pedro, I think.
Right.
Maybe.
Curt Schilling did not win a Cy Young.
I don't think either did.
All right.
I'm pretty sure Boddicker didn't, but he had a few good years.
Yeah.
Let's leave that over here. Reverse AFC power rankings.
I love how we're leaving it over there.
I don't want. I'm in love with it. But we're doing this. This is that's not sponsored.
You read the sponsor already. We're in. The music's playing and everything.
We don't have to do it? We want to do it.
No.
All right. 16. Which AFC team, you know, is maybe the worst? I'll just for to be a little bit different, I'll say Tennessee this time at 16. They've sunk to 12 in recent weeks. They've been 12 or 13 at least 5 weeks running. This is the team. This is a team that had the first overall pick. Kind of a no-name coach who's probably only an NFL head coach because his dad was. Brian Callahan. Really just not a lot going on there. I think the whole bet on Tennessee is that Cam Ward is good, but we don't know that yet. Mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly like he was an undeniable prospect. Tennessee, 16. Go do something.
I accept, on behalf of the Titans organization and their horrible Legend of Zelda uniforms, I accept their nomination as 16 here, mostly because I've been thinking about the Browns, who I think have occupied this spot a few weeks running, if I'm not mistaken.
Three of the last four.
There was a week where I penalized Pittsburgh because they were holding out hope for Aaron Rodgers, and they got Aaron Rodgers, and I wanted to at least elevate him a little because I do think he will help them a little. And they're no longer leaving the light on. He's just there living with them now. So, okay. But Cleveland, the point was I was going to mention Cleveland here, why I didn't want to put them in the 16 hole. And sure, Did you mention Mike Robitaille earlier today? We were talking about something off the air.
Yeah, we were talking about locations in Canada.
Right. And okay.
Where he's from.
Right. Okay. Their quarterback room's a hound's breakfast. Just was going to come out of my mouth casually, and I mean that's because you mentioned Mike earlier.
Mixed up like a hound's breakfast.
Their quarterback room is mixed up like a hound's breakfast. That's a thing that Mike would say. But the coach, he's gotten results with your name here. Like, just put a guy in. So that might still, they might be better than I'm giving them credit for just because they have found their way with, it. You know, it doesn't really matter who's playing. At least 2 years ago that happened, more so than last year, I guess. But nonetheless, I didn't want to put Cleveland 16, so I'll accept Tennessee as 16.
Okay. In drafts, I can't. I haven't done anything with the Browns quarterbacks. And it's probably one, everything's like this. It's good to be aware of it. What was I talking about? Maybe yes, Richardson. Can't draft Richardson. Probably should. Is it 0% that he plays at all? Like, no. Cleveland, it's a matter of who it's going to be. And you want to lean toward the playoff weeks in fantasy, and then who is it really going to be? The guy I think that nobody ever mentions is the first rookie they drafted, Gabriel. And maybe that's a mistake. They did draft him on the second day.
Mm-hmm.
It's always Sanders or the veterans. I think it's probably Flacco at the beginning. Maybe it's never Pickett. Maybe it goes from Flacco to one or even both of the rookies. But, you know, you're building these teams and you've got Jerry Jeudy or something, one of the rookie running backs. Njoku is a nice pick, mid-rounds, but I never end up with one of the quarterbacks. I don't know which one to take.
Will Pickett have any trade value whatsoever at the end of the summer? Like, could a team that is injured or even just looking to shore up a backup position think that's worth a seventh-round pick?
Maybe.
Or would he just have to get waived?
No, maybe.
All right. Because I feel like that...
A.J. McCarron?
Like that, yeah, that's the guy to me... That, like, Flacco, no way. I'm not trading. I'm not giving you anything for Joe. If you don't want Joe Flacco on your team, cut him, and maybe I'll pick him up. Maybe. All right? But Pickett is still young, whatever. And it would be weird, first of all, unheard of to carry four, so it's not going to happen. Flacco qualifies the veteran, you know, the veteran presence that you've got that. And then the two kids, it'd be weird to do anything with either of the kids.
I agree with that.
Like, neither of the kids are going to get through waivers unclaimed to get to your practice squad, I would think. So they're on the team. So somebody's going to have to go. So my choice would be Pickett.
I think that's right.
I think we talked this through a month ago, and I felt that way. Like, as soon as they drafted the two guys, Pickett's got to be the odd man out there. And in part because he might have some value that you could get something for him as opposed to just releasing Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm the Browns, if I'm Stefanski, I'm probably still at least a little bit seduced by what Flacco did for me 2 years ago.
Yep.
So I'd want to take that for another spin and see how that goes. So, anyway.
15. Browns?
Cleveland, yeah.
After the big speech. Indianapolis is the other team that's been 16 in the last 4 weeks, by the way. 14.
Indianapolis.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with them here. I saw, I think a fantasy account tweeted it. It was Daniel Jones to Josh Downs and fire emojis, and I got upset. Like, you can't build up Daniel Jones to me like that. You can't. Even Josh Downs, really? I mean,
I like Downs. Matt Harmon loves him. I'm down with that. No pun intended. Pittman, too. I have maybe a little bit too much Daniel Jones right now. I don't think he's great. He's not bad in fantasy because he can run. 13, Jets.
Sure. Yeah, Jets. That's just going to take a while. I like the cut of their jib. Is that okay to still say? I don't even know what it means. It's just an old saying.
Venturi would say that.
Right. I like Aaron Glenn. I like it's just going to take a while. So this year I think is just tough. Unless somehow Fields starts to see better and process better, because there's talent in there. It just isn't always sure what to do, and that is tough. And I wouldn't expect that. I mean, that's the only hope. And even then, I don't know. Is the rest of the roster, they still have this great roster just waiting for a good quarterback to show up?
I don't know. I mean, I think the Jets should throw the ball less often than any team in the league, probably. But if they get down in games, then they're not going to be able to do that. Maybe, I mean, two high safeties, why would you do that against the Jets? Because they're not dangerous. Garrett Wilson's good, though. Like, maybe there's something there, and they can get a running game going. If they can, then I think they're probably decent. Because Fields is a great runner, and mm-hmm. so is Breece Hall. But are they going to be a complete enough offense for that to hum like it does for the Bills? And that's a long way from having happened yet.
I feel like maybe an answer to the question, why would you play too deep against them and against that quarterback, is because that's a play that doesn't require you to make a lot of if they're not playing too deep and you've got a guy that can get down the field, there's not a lot of processing there, right? If you recognize it and that half of the field is available without without deep help, take your five steps and chuck it down there. You know, like, he's got the arm to do that, and it's pretty accurate doing that.
It does.
It's just a question of whether or not, you know, he can get there. So I don't know. That might be a thing I would want to guard against in the passing game with him, maybe more so than anything else, because everything else requires going through the process. And if you just want to do that, I mean, again, that's no way to make a living. You're not going to throw that pass 20 times a game or something, but nonetheless, I would want to be wary of that if I'm playing him.
12. Pittsburgh. I still like the Raiders. And I like New England well enough. I'll say Pittsburgh at 12.
Fine.
11.
I don't mean fine. If by fine, I mean I'm happy with the choice. Okay. That wasn't a passive-aggressive fine.
Okay. 11.
Patriots.
Dolphins?
I want to go Dolphins before Patriots.
Yeah, this is bad. Why do I even bring it up? Somebody tweeted that Mike McDaniel was like known for kind of being sort of really relaxed at these press conferences, especially at minicamp, wasn't relaxed. Sensing that everybody's kind of on edge there.
Mm-hmm.
One person's opinion that I'm not even sure I'm depicting accurately. It's already written anyway. Miami.
Well, I am already predisposed to expecting that, so I would believe it.
His answer on the Jalen Ramsey, it was less so about the answer. His body language was just like, I guess I have to talk to you guys.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be here at the end of this. Like, that's the feeling.
Yeah, I think that they're in tough. I think he's in tough. I think that could really go badly this year for him and them.
Miami at Indianapolis, home to New England, at Buffalo on a Thursday night, home to the Jets, at Carolina, Chargers, Browns, Falcons, their first half. It's the AFC East, like they're playing the NFC yep. South. Doesn't look so bad, but it turns later. 10.
I'll go Patriots here.
Houston.
I'm New England still.
Okay.
9.
I would want to go Raiders before I go Houston.
Okay.
I'm so bought in on the Raiders big three.
Yeah.
Geno maybe a little less so, but I think Genty's going to be amazing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the word go, Bowers was amazing from the word go. I think they're maybe not the deepest roster, but that trio can go.
Did it scare you at all to see Carroll? I think I saw this today, or maybe it was last night, talking about Genty and Mostert and Thunder and Lightning yep. and all that.
Yep.
Okay.
Carroll, USC days.
I believe the quote was, I'm not just going to use one guy. Like,
right. Well, nobody uses just one guy, but still.
McVay.
okay, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's you drafted him sixth overall. Don't you want to, but... Yeah, a little bit. Do you remember the Dante Thornton caller? Pre-draft, we had a caller one time who wanted the Bills to draft Dante Thornton for speed. And I remember like, wow, this is a name. Like, this is a deep dive name. I'm looking at the football guy's rookie draft guide. The guy is talking, and I didn't really know anything about this player.
Big Tennessee receiver that's fast? Is that who Dante Thornton was? Yeah, right.
And like, okay, well, you can, you know, this is a day three pick. We talked to Scott Barrett earlier on his most recent School of Scott podcast. Their guest, Jacob Gibbs, brought up Dante Thornton, and there are reports that he's playing ahead of Besh. So far. So that might be interesting. I already like their offense. And if they have like a deep threat that hits as a rookie, even better. 8. All right. Raiders.
Sure. Yeah.
It's enough. Enough about the Raiders. When were they last good? Even like the car teams, there's a playoff team. Who cared?
Not me. I haven't thought highly of the Raiders
2002.
Yeah, right. Since Gruden. I don't think I've had anything for them since then.
And Gruden beats them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's isn't that Bill Callahan?
Yes. That's
their head coach, Brian's dad.
Right? That's right.
Two Callahan family tree mentions in one reverse AFC power ranking segment.
That's a record. At least ties the record.
Achievement level unlocked.
7.
Jacksonville.
Gotta be. They're skating through these reverse AFC power rankings.
They are.
6. I'll go Cincinnati today.
Wait, did we put Houston in yet?
Yes, they were 9.
Okay. Then
I'll go Cincinnati today, right?
I'm all for Cincinnati here.
Just
wow. All right, I was going to say Chargers, but all right.
Come on, you got a, second round pick who is sitting at his locker at minicamp with the line.
Ooh,
they don't want to win games, just arguments. Or first round pick.
First round pick. Yeah, that's
they
right.
don't want to win games, just arguments. Like in minicamp, and then he leaves.
So good. So good.
Yeah. All right. Yep. There is a second round pick thing that is going on,
yes.
too. That's why you maybe conflated those two things. Like, he's got this issue with some sort of, I don't even know what it is, offset language or whatever it is, that the Bengals want this thing that some other first round picks have had in there. But anyway, they're at loggerheads there. The first two second-round picks, I don't remember who the guys were now, got fully guaranteed contracts.
One is Judkins.
Okay. And
Browns.
The, and then the other 30 teams are all just sort of like going, whoa! And the Bills guy is in that group. He's the only unsigned draft pick they have, TJ Sanders, the defensive tackle out of South Carolina. So anyway, all right, just to fill that out, where are we?
Five.
I'm going to go Chargers.
I'll go Chargers here.
Four.
Broncos.
Okay. Three. What has changed among the top three? Anything? Cook showed up.
Elijah Moore's pretty cool.
Ravens don't have a thing right now?
I don't think so. The Chiefs have a thing.
Is there
anything, any headlines out of there? I don't. I felt like a pretty smooth trip.
Yeah.
I'll say Chiefs three again then.
Baltimore.
Chiefs.
How many times does Kansas City have to win these playoff games against these people and then and get credit?
I don't know, but it's clearly not enough.
We're just clearly homers. Two.
Well, you already said Baltimore, so I guess I'll go Baltimore.
I did. Bills won. All right. That no change at the bottom this week. Reverse AFC power
go
rankings.
Bills.
3 weeks running at the one spot.
Don't let it be said that we are negative toward the Bills. Look, this is all the evidence you need.
That's
this
right.
is an objective exercise conducted weekly. And
that's right.
The results are impunitable. You can't quibble with the results.
You can quibble with the results, but you can't change them.
No. Well, okay. Well, then I wanted whatever I was trying to get to, but I don't know what it is, so I'm going to stop.
Reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician.
Unimpeachable.
Unimpeachable. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. That works. Brian Koziol, his golf knowledge, unimpeachable. He will join us as we talk day two of the U.S. Open after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.